gag gifts, and Julie gave me chode jeans, and I almost killed myself.
What are chode jeans?
Chode jeans. They're jeans for a chode. Size 54 waist, 10-inch legs, fucking junk. Julie gave them to me.
It was just a joke.
I almost killed myself, Julie!
Pretty much it. Yeah, we are the masters of the universe that is this podcast.
Oh, sure. I mean, we have not a big but fairly loyal following. I think they hated the last episode.
Loyal, gullible.
I think they hated it.
Call it what you will. Did they? Did you hear from anyone that said they didn't like it?
No.
Or did you not? The most damning thing for me is not hearing from anyone at all.
Yeah, see, they didn't like it.
Yeah, I don't think people liked the SNL thing as much as...
Well, we missed a lot of things. I mean, we talked about it later. We're like, Will Forte. We forgot to talk about Will Forte.
Oh, we missed... did we get to Tim Meadows? I mean, did we get to...
We talked about him in terms of how long he was on the thing. We don't need to go down. Yeah, we did miss
that's
stuff.
A recap of last week's episode, which you guys either really liked and didn't fucking say anything about, or you hated and didn't fucking say anything about it.
No, it's fine.
Thanks for the feedback.
It's okay. It's all right. I just don't know.
I'm hot. I'm hot today.
I just don't know what they want. I don't know what the people want.
And I don't care what they want.
That's the spirit.
So we're kind of the perfect, you know, peanut butter and chocolate.
Do I need
here.
To bleed for you? I don't understand.
Confused indifference.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it right now. Just start excreting blood from my skin.
Anyway, guys, chicken fries are back at Burger King.
It's a weird trick.
I wish I could say I was controlling it.
It's just like that movie, Midsummer. Did this happen in Midsummer? I didn't watch Midsummer.
You didn't watch Midsummer?
No, I did.
Okay. I was like, buddy, you got to get on that.
For the sake of the bit. I don't know. I didn't really like it.
Great.
Yeah, great stuff.
That's a great start. Well, I tell you.
Yeah.
In honor of his impending nuptials, our buddy Jeff.
Yeah.
I think.
Friend of the pod, Jeff.
We should tell our most embarrassing Jeff stories today. Ooh, on the podcast.
That sounds fun. Are you listening, Jeff? Friend of the pod, Jeff. Now, Jeff is a longtime listener. This is what I'm talking about. We have like a nice bench of loyal, longtime listeners. And Jeff was around during the early, early days of the Skimbo Lounge.
Jeff's been on the show.
And he's been on the show several
times. Many times.
Yeah. But he was on the old show that you can like find if you look for it. But like every now and then I'm like, wow, this is still on YouTube? I completely forgot this was here.
Oh, the closet stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah,
the bootlegs. Austin, Texas closet stuff. Where we're like, Nicki Minaj is doing something crazy in the news. Did you hear about this?
Probably with her butt.
Whoa. But yeah, so you're listening, huh, Jeff, aren't you?
Oh, he always listens.
Yeah.
He likes to mow the lawn or throw in a load of laundry and pop the Skimbo Lounge on to keep him company.
Just do a month of Jeff facts. We probably have a month worth of Jeff facts.
30 days of Jeff.
30 days of Jeff. Our friend, I mean, he's getting married pretty soon here.
He is getting married pretty soon here.
Just think about how nervous he is right now.
7 or 8 months from now. Yep.
The die is cast. It's like, this is in the future already published and out. There's nothing you can do to stop it. You're just sitting there. What are they going to talk about?
Holy fuck. You have no idea. You have no forewarning. Which way did we, what were we feeling today, Jeff? Did we decide to scare you with a bit? Or did we decide to follow through on it?
Yeah.
What day is today?
You know, maybe we shouldn't even do anything this episode. Maybe we'll just do something next episode with Jeff.
Maybe. We have 30 days.
Yeah.
30 days of Jeff.
30 days of Jeff. And that's a long time when you do one podcast every week.
It's technically 30 weeks of Jeff. Live in fear.
How many weeks till the wedding? When is that?
It's like 7 or 8 months from now.
Wow. Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah.
All right, depending cuz like however many episodes that is. And depending on whether I get a plus one or not to the wedding, we'll see how the several next episodes of the podcast go.
Play the cards wherever they may lie. That just reminds me of the wedding shenanigans we never got to pull, but I wanted to so badly. When Jacob Ross got married.
Oh, yeah.
I really desperately wanted to infiltrate that wedding. more than any I wanted anything in a long time. I specifically had a scenario involving you, me, and our friends Kari and Melody.
Uh-huh.
You and Melody were going to go as a couple, and you were going to be super, like, beaten into submission.
Ooh, that's fun.
Pussy whipped, and she was just going to be like, I asked for lime, and just throw the Diet Coke in your eyes.
Oh, my God, you're right. That totally is lemon. You're right, sweetie.
I love you, sweetie.
Thank you for showing me how stupid I am. And just, yeah.
You're just laughing Diet Coke off her shoes. Like.
Oh, that's...
So that was going to be you, and then I was going to be completely off the rails, having brought Kari as my date, strongly implied from her behavior and general dress to be a prostitute.
Does Kari know Russian?
She'll learn it. She's that good.
She's got that, and she just doesn't, you know, speak to anyone in anything but Russian.
She's my little Melania Trump.
She says very disparaging things to you. Every now and then you lean in for a kiss, she just slaps you and walks
Suka.
Away.
But yeah, no, she was going to be
that's fun.
A prostitute that
and
I
all
brought.
Of us just get, you know, more and more drunk as the night goes on.
She's just propositioning every other person at the wedding. And then at one point,
sure
she propositions you. And you decide to go through with it. And
how
Melody
exciting.
Gets pissed. And I get pissed. And we do a Pier 6 brawl. All four of us just start fucking kicking the shit out of each other. Hitting each other with folding chairs.
Ooh.
You go through the fucking cake before Jeff's even or before Jacob even had a fucking chance.
Premonition.
That's what I'm saying is we could make, I could would love to finally do this at Jeff's wedding.
I mean, that's a beautiful dream. I feel like he's going to be expecting it now, though.
Well, we'll have to do some, but you know what I'm saying?
Something
Some
similar.
Variation on the same terror.
I don't think we'll have to plan a brawl at Jeff's wedding.
Hopefully not.
Listen,
that would be very embarrassing.
It's going to be a nice, beautiful Texas wedding with a bunch of his old friends who certainly don't drink at events. I remember the two of us at a wedding with drinks in hand during the ceremony, talking very loudly.
You're referring to my cousin's wedding?
Oh, yes. So
that was not good.
No, it was not
good. We were a little too fucking drunk for that wedding.
Ah, youth.
I blacked out during the ceremony. I do not remember the ceremony.
Yeah, you talked a lot during it.
I'm sure I did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no.
I'm sure I did.
I'm sure you did because I didn't black out. Your mom turned around and told you to be quiet.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I don't remember that at all.
It was a beautiful, beautiful occasion.
Yeah.
I went and worked for those people for a while, and I felt bad because at the time, I was definitely giving drinks out to your sister, who was like 20 or 19.
Yeah.
They were not happy.
No.
No. I understand that now. Don't do that, and drink responsibly, folks.
I think she was 20, closing in on 21, and they were just like, you know, it was at the point
She was in college, and she was like, I'm going to drink other people's drinks no matter what anyways.
She's like, dude, I drink gasoline. I just go up to people's cars with a tube and just drink gas.
Well, she was
not going to stop me from
having wine. She was the person
who
you would have sat down with your drink and she would have just taken it and drank it.
When those two
in its entirety.
When those two other guys at our table walked away, she just killed their drinks.
It was really funny the way your family tried to introduce, like, I don't know if that was your cousin or who it was, but they're like, oh, this is Henry. Henry plays music too. Maybe you guys can talk about that. And she just kind of like whisked herself back into the shadows. They're like, oh, yeah, what do you play? Trumpet. And we're like,
nice.
Nice.
So would you get beat up a lot as a kid? Or
like that. That was about as far as it went.
Yeah.
It was a glorious time. And then all of those people watched us dance.
Dude,
just us.
What an absolute wild confluence of events, too. You have my graduation from undergrad party where Dante and Andrea meet. For the first time.
Yep.
Then Andrea and Casey get a wild hair across their asses and go, we got a wedding to go to, our other cousin's wedding. Rory and Dante were very fun at the graduation party. We should invite them to the wedding. We'll use them as our plus ones. Casey and Andrea were single at that point. My sister and Andrea were single. So they invited you and young Dante.
And we all proceeded to have a great time.
It was absolutely under the auspices of Andrea trying to hit on Dante.
Yeah.
Let's be real. And then Casey thinks you're a funny shit and invited you.
And I can steal his drinks.
Basically, she saw a soft touch, like a dog who knows who's going to feed it the extra treat.
What a useful idiot. Wonderful.
And like, it was fun. And that was the beginning of Dante and Andrea.
Yep.
We're now married.
Yep. We were there. I'd like to think that it was really all us. So you're welcome,
yeah.
You guys.
And if your marriage ain't working out, we're sorry then.
Yeah. Oops, I guess.
We didn't mean to.
Yeah. You can also blame that on us, too. We also love to be the scapegoat. That's my favorite. Well, if you're looking for someone to blame, I guess you just blame me. Oh. I've been yelled at before. I don't really care. Doesn't really bother me. Go ahead.
Tell me I'm scum.
Oh, damn it, Rory. Why'd you give me chlamydia? I don't know, man. It was easy.
I was playing with a parrot. Did you know those things can give you chlamydia?
You know, parrots can give you chlamydia, man. It was fucking...
No symptoms in men, anyway. Sorry I gave you chlamydia. Yeah.
The more you know.
I used to have a stand-up joke about that. I can't remember how when I was thinking about doing stand-up comedy, I had some joke about like getting chlamydia from a parrot, or like giving a girl chlamydia and just being like, no, did you handle a parrot recently? Like, it was some joke about like, if you give someone chlamydia, blame it on your parrot or something like that. I forget. It's written down somewhere.
It's a very Seinfeld tractor story, but
it's probably about as good as I just convoluted. Described it.
Really did well in the stand-up scene.
Pandemic killed my dreams.
Busted out in 93. It was me and Chris Rock and a bunch of other guys. They're all dead now.
I was never passed at the cellar.
Yep.
I wanted to keep it on the wedding thing for a minute.
What else did you have about weddings? Or did you want to just harass Jeff about his wedding more specifically?
No, I think the less we say about Jeff, the better, because we never resolve whether or not this is a bit, or if we're really going to spring something on him.
Like, just tell a fun fact about Jeff?
Maybe.
Fun fact, he's afraid of poodles. Whoa. Is that one true or not? I don't know. I never really asked Jeff his stance on poodles.
He always judges a place by its chicken salad sandwich.
Oh.
He's on record as having said that. Yes. He denies it. The rest of us remember sitting there and looking at each other going, what?
No, Jeff. You can't get away from that one. See, look at that. Sprung.
You said that shit.
Yep.
Welcome to hell.
There's no debating that one. So I guess we did spring something on him.
I guess, in a manner of speaking.
But will we spring more?
30 weeks to go.
Yep.
Wouldn't it be insane? I can't do that math in my head, but wouldn't it be insane if 30 weeks from now was his wedding?
Wow, yeah, I'd be really impressed with you. I'd be very, very impressed with you.
I don't think so. I think 30 might, well, okay. Average 4 weeks in a month, right?
Sure.
I don't know, man. It's pretty close. It's like 7 months and change.
Mm-hmm. It's like 7 months and change till the wedding.
Yeah, I think so. And that's also what 30 weeks works out to from here. So
yeah, pretty damn close.
It's pretty damn close.
It's pretty damn close.
Well, I think we've got 30 weeks of Jeff coming up. Yep. And if he sees his shadow, we're going to fuck up his own wedding.
This is going to be just the podcast leading to our friend's wedding now for the next couple of weeks. I mean, we probably started a little too far out for my liking.
Oh, no.
But
we're going to catalog this whole thing.
Yeah, exciting. Because that's the only real big event, I think, coming up is Jeff's wedding. Yeah. And getting ready for that. Making sure I'm not too poor to afford a plane ticket and food and, you know, Airbnb or whatever we decide to do when we get out there. Stylish tuxedo. I think like a dapper yellow.
Yes. So as you sweat, it starts to look more and more like piss and mustard. Yeah.
Got to get a cane, you know. And I'm going to get some kind of kerchief so I can go, I do declare.
This flower is wilting.
Got to start growing my mustache out now. I think that's very important.
Get a big one going.
Yeah.
Get a big one going.
Big, floofy mustache. You think so? I think that's good.
I think we can each betray one aspect of our plan. Yours is a mustache, and mine is to just really work on my level of fatness.
God, can I just take both of those? Because I feel like the mustache goes way better if I get nice and fat.
Fair point.
Then I also will just not do as well in the Texas heat either, so I can just dab it with like a kerchief and just... I'm going to act like I'm from Louisiana. Like, yeah. I think Texas is Louisiana.
Who's feeding my hogs back home?
Wish I was home in the bayou. Everyone's like, this is really just kind of offensive.
Just dress as obnoxiously as possible.
Yeah. That sounds fun.
I'm going to wear jeans to his wedding. I've decided that.
Wear jeans every day I'm in Texas.
Real high-waisted ones.
That's not really about being weird. That's more if the Texas sun touches my pale white skin, I will burn to death. I already have this much time between now and the wedding. I'm like, oh, I could start, you know, like getting out in the sun more. Nope. Gonna die.
You have 30 weeks to build a base layer.
I do. I really do.
Brick by brick.
Watch me not do anything about it.
Wow.
But what I am going to do something about is a mustache and fat.
Okay. Hey, if you were committed to getting real fat,
melt.
I know what to do.
Melt the ice cream.
Correct. You're just funneling a nice ice cream every night.
It's the Mac diet.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, these pistachios were thinning.
It's so funny that when he started, he just decided he wanted to get fat for that show. He worked with a personal trainer to do it healthily. And yep. It was all like chicken breast and stuff. And he's like, I couldn't do it. So I just started slamming McDonald's. melted ice cream.
McDonald's and melted ice cream is like the most brutal thing ever. Can you imagine just doing it every day, all the time?
And then he got super ripped. And I'm like, it's so unhealthy to bounce between those poles the way you have.
Yeah. Oof. I mean, probably healthier to go from fat to in shape.
Sure.
Than it was to go from being in shape to... But he's super fat.
He's also like one of those dehydrated Zac Efron people.
Oh, is he? It just seems like such a brutal day. Can you imagine it's just awful. Being on the set of Superman and Henry Cavill comes out and you're just some grip and, wow, Henry Cavill is so great. He just looks at you with death in his eyes because he hasn't had anything normal to drink for like 72 hours. And now he's got to go scream and flex on camera. Oh, do some stupid thing in front of a green screen.
He's seriously considering drinking his own piss at this point.
The Flash is there, and they're just, it's just, oh, and the Flash is running away, and he throws his hands over there, and then they hit him in the face with a couple of ping pong balls or whatever they do. Hollywood's glorious.
The magic of Hollywood on the Skimbo Lounge.
Yep. I hope they get back to more practical effects. I was so excited for Star Wars when they did practical effects, and then I was like, wait, but what about the script?
They don't care about the script, Roy. They got to sell some toys.
My heart hurts.
They're going to sell you a Baby Yoda you can put up your butt.
No.
A butt plug.
I'd say the best thing they've done since the original three is Rogue One.
I hated Rogue One.
Awesome.
I thought Rogue One sucked.
Well, your favorite was the Han Solo
origin? Honestly, yeah, probably. And I hated that movie, too. I hate Star Wars, dude. I hate Star Wars. So I like the first 2.5. Mm-hmm. New That's Hope, right. Empire, and then half of Jedi.
Well,
and then I'm done.
Because the end ends with them having a party with a bunch of Ewoks on Endor.
And I'm honestly not that opposed to that. It's just the fact that like Han Solo stands next to a door for half the movie. The opening sequence with Jabba's barge, fucking awesome.
Sure.
Then
right.
Nobody has anything to do except Luke.
Yeah, you're right. And I think a lot of what happened there was them trying to shoehorn around the story of how like crack teams of stormtroopers get fucking murdered by little bears in the woods using log traps when they've literally got walking death machines that shoot cannon-sized lasers.
You better take five guys. It's just one bear.
Yeah, like. Shit like that is what pissed me off about the last one, where I was just like, this is fucking bullshit.
They're so bad. I know people love Star Wars,
the problem with it is, again, the first two are great, and then the third one, somebody went up to George Lucas in his weird fucking ass, and they were like, hey, George, if you shoehorn in stuff for little kids, you can make toys, and they'll be worth so much fucking money, because at the time the toy market was just so fucking big.
And well, Ninja Turtles was that lesson. The Ninja Turtles creators did not negotiate for rights to their own creation, and they lost out on millions with merchandising.
Sure. But George Lucas made a $1 billion industry out of it. You know, he made, oh God, he was making hundreds of millions of fucking dollars.
And then they gave him $4 billion for selling Lucasfilm to Disney.
Yep, just for the rights in the end.
4.4 because Pixar got 4.3 and he wanted to be an asshole.
Yep.
So.
Mm-hmm.
4.4.
Just this weird fucking dude.
The luckiest guy in the world, man. Met a great composer and a great editor and they saved his shitty movie.
Yep.
Turned it into an institution.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because you hear out of context the guy who played like the original Obi-Wan Kenobi being like, I had no idea what the fuck this was about. I had no fucking clue. And then you hear later that it was saved in the editing room. And I go, I guess that was probably easy to believe.
Have you ever seen any of the dailies of just like shit that he shot?
No.
There was this weird guy who was getting drunk with Luke and giving him a pep talk about, you know, getting off planet. Mm-hmm.
And it just went on. It was interminably long. And I'm like, so George Lucas has always sucked at filmmaking.
He just filmed a ton of shit and then had an editor come in who went, what's going to stick to the wall well, basically? And
basically, how do we say, like George Romero, Night of the Living Dead, that was a filmmaker that made his films in the edit. He just shot a shit ton of footage and then he edited it.
Yeah.
Kind of what they had to do with George Lucas. Like, he had this loose idea, but he had these scenes that went on for too long, so they cut the fat. They got, like, cleverly arranged stuff, cleverly pieced it together. The great score, and it honestly was, like...
the score is fantastic.
Yeah, the John Williams score. And then, like, it's a space hero's journey that they were able to save.
Sure.
And now it's worth, apparently, $4.4 billion to Disney.
Yep.
Even though, as far as I can tell, these shows are for no one.
Yeah. Yep.
You know?
I'm watching through the new Obi-Wan. The new Obi-Wan Kenobi.
How's that going for you?
Well, so I was like very, very, like, this is how I went into it. I was very, very excited. I thought it was going to be, you know, this sort of long look at Obi-Wan Kenobi living alone and desolate on Tatooine after he's kind of exiled, and the Jedi are being hunted, and, you know, they find that there's a Jedi on the planet and they come to fucking get him. And now they've also shoehorned in 10-year-old Princess Leia. And I haven't seen 10-year-old Luke Skywalker. I think he's somewhere in the mix, but they can't really. I think what happened was they went, we got to make this appealing to little kids because it's Disney. And we cannot use Luke Skywalker because he needs to be a hapless, nobody, nothing happened to him, so that all of the stuff that happens to him later in life can make sense. He can't have any inkling of the Force or blah, 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 this or that until, you know, the original movie. So they did little kid Princess Leia, and we're watching little kid Princess Leia have an adventure.
Awesome.
And that's their baby Yoda.
Nice. So they're going to make little hand sanitizer carriers for her like they did with baby Yoda?
Sure.
Because I got one of those. Is it weird if I do a 10-year-old girl one?
Maybe.
We'll find out.
You can think. Yeah, go ahead.
I fucking love Star Wars.
You fucking love it.
Oh, God, dude. Anyway.
I can't wait till the wormhole opens up and Iron Man comes out.
Dude, theoretically, they
and
can.
The Iron Man.
Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. What are you doing? Being like, no, these are separate IP. Who gives a fuck at this point? Mash those universes together. It's exactly how Patton Oswalt pitched it on Parks and Rec.
Sure, yeah.
Do it for the lulz.
You got that? I mean, you can throw X-Men. You've got all the Marvel shit. You got Star Wars. Because that's going to be the thing that revives this shit pile for the next generation, I think. Maybe if they're smart, they'll hold off. And in 10 years, they'll be like, okay, how do we make this not suck anymore? But there's too much money on the table now, so they'll probably do it now.
But you're playing with your action figures. You're paying $12 to go in and play with your action figures. You know? Thanos and Darth Vader could only face off in your dreams. But now you're seeing them on the screen. You'll pay the money for that. It doesn't matter anymore. It's just like society. We're trying to move into one, like people talk about eventually through like marriage and like interracial marriage, we'll all kind of move into one homogenous skin tone.
I can't wait for the marriage of Darth Vader and Thanos. That movie I will go see.
That's what our entertainment is going to be.
Would you go see that? Now listen, is this Thanos with or without the power gauntlet?
Well, clearly without. You don't want him to be too OP because then the neckbeards will complain on the message boards. Well,
yeah, how could Darth Vader have posed any sort of chance?
This is ridiculous. He would have used the Force to take the gauntlet off of Thanos' hand. He would cut Thanos' arm off with his lightsaber.
Oh, man, I would love to watch that fight.
Everyone would, which is why they should do it. It's a license to print money. Just stop. Just
That's
stop
be
pretending
this
any of this
nerds
is art.
Generation's Freddy v. Jason.
Yeah, Thanos v. Vader.
Thanos v. Vader.
But I want it to be Big Van Vader the wrestler.
Yeah. Professor X comes in and saves the day. Stop it, both of you.
Ooh.
I'm James McAvoy. Okay, we've got to write this movie.
You haven't seen Doctor Strange yet.
I have not.
Okay.
I'm getting, why, do they bring X-Men in? Do they bring, look at the shit eating grin
you
on
care?
Your face.
Do you care?
It's too late.
Spoil?
You just told me with your face, your stupid, stupid face. I don't want to hear any more, but I know the answer now.
Okay, well.
Son of a bitch.
I won't give more details than a wry grin.
Okay,
you did you care that much?
You've ruined it for me.
This you
man,
shouldn't.
This is a card. This man reads from a card. No, I know. It's a bummer. I've been bummed out because they didn't go straight horror.
Yeah, I mean,
just stupid. Which is stupid.
Hey, man.
I want Disney to make a hard R movie, and not because it's from 1965, and they're like, oh, can't say that anymore.
Darby O'Gill in the mix.
This is clearly for kids, or family of all ages of that time period, but given the content, it's now rated R. I'm talking about them going making a real hard R movie. Like, how many years before Disney buys the fucking Alien series?
Get don't the Xenomorph.
Do they
there.
Already own it? They might already own. Do they own everything Ridley Scott?
Well, wasn't the first Alien a Fox movie?
Do they own Alien?
They might own Alien.
Fuck
this
me.
This is worth a Google. This is worth
Get
a Google.
Get the fuck out of here.
We're going to play a game.
Who owns the Alien
Does
franchise?
Disney own...
Because I was like, why the fuck is this not on Disney Plus?
Alien.
If I go back and look at Disney Plus and they're like Alien is on it, they do, don't they? They fucking own Alien.
They own Alien and Predator.
And Predator. Because again, then we had Alien versus Predator, which means that whoever owned Alien owned Predator because they were in the same movie.
Disney owns dude, now you can get the Xenomorph. You can get Vader.
Okay.
You get Thanos.
How is Disney World, with all of the space that they own in Florida, not done some kind of Predator ride? Like, they have a fucking Star Wars hotel. Why don't they have a High Rollers Most Dangerous Game Predator? You for the week are playing like crazy scary Predator fight against something that's hunting you through half a mile.
A college kid in a costume.
Yeah. Well, they've got those crazy like shields that bend light now and stuff. So you get Disney working on that. Suddenly that dude's walking around kind of cloaked. Oh, be just a delight.
I want to do.
And then you just shoot. You're dead, dude. Oh, fuck. I lied in the mud out here for 6 days.
I got two fucking days left on
emaciated.
This
I was drinking water off of leaves. Dude, Spence. $20,000 to do it.
I burned so much PTO to do this.
Yeah, what are you doing, Disney? Give me that.
See, I want to stay, instead of the Star Wars Galaxy Hotel, I want to stay in the Nostromo Hotel. Yeah. And when I go to eat dinner, it's invariably someone's stomach bursts with the little alien. Yeah,
I mean,
it's a different person
every
night.
And then it just crawls off, and you're like, oh, fuck. And then somebody at night gets hunted or defeats the alien.
Yeah, you're sleeping, and again, a hungover college student in a fucking costume comes in and accosts you as the Xenomorph. Yeah. And they throw goo on you.
Yeah, you're dead, bro.
And you're asleep.
And then they ask you to leave.
Someone asks you to fix an air conditioner, and then you get assaulted.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
That sounds like fun?
Sure.
I want it so bad.
I mean, it sounds more fun than like the Star Wars one.
Yeah, where Chewbacca shines your shoes or some shit? I don't fucking know.
I have no idea what fucking happens. I don't see how they could make it interesting or contingent. Like, unless that place somehow sets up where like everybody has to go and check in on fucking Monday and they are not done until Friday or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like, there's a set specific and everybody has the same kind of interesting experience. Then I don't see how it could possibly like live up to some kind of interesting experience for how much they charge you, you know?
There's no, the only thing that could make that interesting to me is if the fucking Proud Boys showed up and took it hostage.
Some kind of like, again,
I go, now we got a ball game, Disney versus Proud Boys.
If like on the last 2 days you're under attack for 48 hours, you don't get a wink of fucking sleep. You've been assigned as an engineer and pipes are bursting and people are screaming as they get, quote, sucked out into the vacuum. Like, it ends with you like running into an escape pod and launching down onto Earth. And somehow when you get out of the thing, you're actually fucking outside. You're like, how the fuck did they do that?
You were drugged.
Yeah, I'd spend money on that. Well, dude, like, they have that mission to Mars or whatever thing where they put you in the centrifuge and they give you the experience of space flight. I thought I could handle that as a kid. I could not. It was fucked up. But it was nonetheless very intense. They could totally mimic that shit. And if they did that, you can have my $10,000 or whatever it costs to go.
You know what I really want? And Disney doesn't own the rights to this.
Give
but
me PTSD,
but
Disney.
They'll get them. I want to do a theme park stay where it's a reenacting of the storming of the Capitol.
Of
January 6th. I think that'd be awesome. You get to relive January 6th like you were there.
But it ends with you guys actually getting to hang Mike Pence.
You hogtie Pelosi and make her watch while you hang Mike Pence. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Certify this, bitch, and then
everybody
you kick the box out from under him.
Everybody gets to cook Malos over the Pence. And then it's a party into the night, everybody, where you all get to shoot your guns into the air.
The president's wearing an elk skin.
They just hand everybody out like paintball guns at the beginning.
Yeah, dude. And little fire extinguishers.
You
and
did
stuff.
It. You got the security guard. I was just doing my job. Ha ha, die. Ka, ka, ka.
It's the best thing I've
Republicans
ever done.
Republicans would be so happy about that kind of park.
Can you imagine?
They'd be so happy.
I took a fucking upper decker in Pelosi's toilets. You're a patriot.
Just someplace out in Arkansas recreates the Capitol. It just lets Republicans go run amok over it.
Just admit how fun that would be.
It'd be the most funny and then immediately horrifying thing I'd ever read. Like, holy fucking shit. These people are LARPing at taking the country down. Oh,
sounds like a good ass time.
Yep.
Well, a couple guys came around the Capitol and
bro out. It was really fun, but then like I got mock killed by one of the police officers, and like so I had to lie down. That kind of sucked. But you know, it's all a game, and I did die. There will be casualties. And you're like, okay.
Wow. I'd take you more seriously if you weren't wearing a fucking banana satchel with fucking the Gadsden flag on it.
I gotta tell you, my favorite thing sometimes is looking at pictures. Like as fucked up as it is, sometimes seeing the Walmart elite is the craziest fucking thing. Just seeing these dudes wearing body armor and their fats poking out and stuff, and like that shit would fuck you up. Like,
can you imagine? It just hits the one part of exposed stomach and they explode like a water balloon.
It's just fucking ridiculous, dude. You look at these people, like, why are you dressed in desert camo? You're in a city across from a Black Lives Matter protest. Like, what
put on a kente cloth if you're trying to blend in.
What are you guys fucking doing? Well, this is the only one I own. Because they cobbled that shit together over the course of 8 months. That cost a lot of their salary. They haven't gotten around to getting city camo yet, don't you see? They'll get there. They'll get there. All contingencies.
But it's literally just a suit where it's like you stand in a very specific way in front of the wall and it looks like you've been blended in with the wall.
Yeah, perfect.
I am unseen. And then you just fart.
Yeah.
Give yourself away.
Well, it's real Phil Tandy.
Shot
Miller,
in the thigh.
Just wearing the ghillie in the city and just hopping down the street looking like a bush.
I would love to do that. I wish I had been there on January 6th wearing a ghillie suit.
You sit there and like hide and you're just watching everybody.
Just tripping people. Not even there to storm, there to ruin things.
Okay, to be fair, I kind of wish I'd done this. If there was ever a day like you're being called to court to, like, there are pictures of you on there, January 6th, but yeah, okay, bring the pictures out. And it's just you looking like a jackass running around a ghillie suit, like, Your Honor, did I look like I was really there to support these people? Like, okay, your case is being thrown out.
Look at the sheer delight on my face.
Look how happy I am. Just every now and then, there's just a shot of you in the back of some OAN store just hopping along, just hopping down, just like poking up.
It's just me on all fours standing behind Tomi Lahren and you about to push her backwards. Come on, judge. These are just jokes and japes the boys
japes.
Play.
Yeah. You can't get me for insurrection. All you can really get us for is assaulting someone on the live news. Which, to be fair, guilty as charged.
I'm really sorry she broke her collarbone.
I don't think she pressed charge. Did she? Oh, she did?
Mm.
Okay.
Lucky for her, I have no money. You could only have my ghillie suit.
Your move. I don't know. That's when you got to decide. Would you spend 6 months to 2 years in jail for pushing Tomi Lahren over on live television?
Is that even a question? Of course I would.
You walk in and like, here's your crown. You are the king of prison.
You got to touch her?
That's how prison works, you guys.
You've been with a girl?
Yeah. What are you doing hard time for, man? Push Tomi Lahren.
Damn.
Damn. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's had a lot of work done. You seen her lately?
Tomi Lahren? No.
Why would you do that? You got the one good nose job, and then you went and fucked it all
up. I got a lot more, like, politically, I feel a lot better because I stopped, like, every now and then looking at what OAN or Newsmax or Fox or, like, any of those hard right-wing-ish, like, websites and, you know, news stations have been saying. I feel a lot better about it. So I don't really listen to Tomi Lahren anymore.
Well, welcome to my reality where Fox News is always on.
Yeah. I just try not to fuck with Tucker Carlson anymore, any of that bullshit. I can't do it. I can't do it anymore.
I saw a very tasteful profile of Kellyanne Conway on Fox News the other night.
Mm. Well, that's when you know you're in the right. When you're sitting there defending Kellyanne Conway, you can go to sleep feeling pretty good about yourself.
Talking about what a trailblazer she is. She's literally stabbing democracy in the asshole with a knife.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't want to wax too political. I'm just very darkly interested to see what the country looks like 4 years from now.
Oh, bring it on. I'm excited.
We're just watching the economy and everything just crumble right now. And everyone's just talking about inflation. Everybody's blaming Joe Biden for it. It's just polarizing everybody because there's those that sit there and talk about politics. And then there's those people who try to explain to those people like what's happening. And then they fight as if those people are talking to them about politics.
Just check out.
And on we spin. Yeah. I think I just.
Just check out.
I'm going to buy a gun and I'm going to follow your dad to the range and just start practicing.
Can I make a suggestion? Don't follow a noted gun nut. Paranoid gun nut.
He'll know. We'll plan this in advance. We'll go up and he'll just give me unneeded advice as I sit there quietly. I'm just pam pam pam.
Just
bam.
Puts one in your foot to like make you respect him. Yeah,
that's how I know you're there. And then I take his membership because he shot me.
You're talking about an NRA Millennium member there, my man.
Yeah, well,
you better watch yourself.
He shot me.
In keeping with NRA tradition.
Yeah, and I decided I'm going to start shooting guns. I was like, yeah, that's how you pass it on.
You could be a fun gun guy.
Yeah.
You'd be
a fun gun guy.
Yeah.
Everyone's heard of those, right?
Yeah, because that's the thing is you become that guy that can't stop explaining them. Yeah. Well, actually.
Well, here's the thing. And I mean, everyone's heard of that good guy with a gun thing. I mean, so that came from somewhere, right? I can be that good guy.
GG Wag, that could be you.
Yeah, because that's a real thing, right?
You got that GG Wag swag.
We all know more guns make people safer.
Yes.
So
see also the Old West.
I want to have it be one of those things. Ooh, you mentioned Old West.
Where everything went smooth.
Everything just should be a six shooter. I think we can all get down with that. Everything's a six shooter, and the only guns are accessible by like hitting the table, and just like it slides down, like a sawed off shotgun, even though they're not allowed anymore. Got my scatter gun, just like again, very Old Westy. All of my guns. I'm not exaggerating. You hit something twice, and it just falls from the fucking tile in the sky, and that's when I start blasting.
Yeah, just gadgetry, like an outhouse gun. Yeah. Like someone bursts in to kill you on the toilet, but you've had a fucking shotgun sticking between your legs the whole time.
Everybody's been there before.
Yeah.
That's why we're still alive to talk about it.
Everyone's going to try to kill you on the shitter.
Yes.
Okay, if they get the chance.
Because
it's funny and you're vulnerable.
And once the gun's out, you have to use it. That's just the rule of guns. Everybody knows gun law. So once the gun comes out, you got to shoot it at some point. So
that's,
you're ready for that.
It's called Chekhov's gun.
Yeah.
And that means when you've got a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
Yep.
That's what that means.
Don't look it up.
You're a problem solver.
Everyone got some solid advice here today, I think.
I like to think so.
Good for us. So yeah, I'll be a gun guy. Mitch loves hearing that. Old Mitchy.
Let's be honest. Mitch hasn't listened to this show since the last time he was on it.
Nope. Train wrecking.
Well, I guess
get him on
we can spoil it because no one gives a shit, but we're going to do the Four Horsemen ride again.
Oh, that'll happen. Yeah. Sometime fairly soon, actually, when you think about it.
2-3 weeks, we're going to record up at camp. We're going to try again.
Have a nice
We're going to try again.
Well, I'm not taking any stupid bets this year. And if I do, I'm going
to
know it this time.
There needs to be some structure. I think all four guys need to go off and think of some bits and come with your A game.
I don't necessarily think there needs to be structure. I just think that There needs to be moments when somebody tries to say something and everyone else can shut the fuck up for a second. You get me? You guys understand? Just shut up for a second.
Do not look at me and Tanner. We got up and got sugar cookies and Diet Coke several times in that episode. Uh-huh.
No, yeah, don't be wrong. Try to talk
Don't
somebody
you
down.
Hang this on us.
No, I'm not. You just try to talk a certain someone down off their ledge, and they don't let you do it. You can just everyone sit there and listen to someone wax poetic. You hearing me, Mitch? Oh, that's right. He's not listening anymore. So yeah, it'll be exciting. I mean, for us and for you guys, maybe. I'm sure it'll be another 2-hour episode.
Yeah, it'll be a Wednesday
where we all return Monopoly, some stupid fucking thing.
Thank you for reminding me. Apparently, we have to bring Monopoly out there because what the fuck?
Who takes Monopoly out of camp?
I don't know. My dad.
Yeah, that's very
Why?
Strange.
That's a camp game.
Uh-huh.
You need Monopoly, you buy a new one. You get Star Wars Monopoly.
I mean, hey, you know, that's fine. Or maybe we just bring out our own Monopoly.
Well, bringing back the one that's out there with the drinking rules in it. That belongs at camp.
Okay.
I'll die on that hill.
That's fair. The drinking rules we never use because if we did, we would all die.
Also, the great mystery of that was like we thought Kate was the one that wrote the rules.
Good old friend of the pod, Kate.
But apparently a mystery woman did it.
We have no idea who wrote the rules to this random. We opened up this random game of Monopoly years ago. Obviously, at one point, somebody was out there and wrote drinking like rules for it. It was clearly a woman's handwriting. And that's not to be sexist. It's just I've never met a guy who writes that well ever in my life. At least no one I know. We're all fucking stupid morons.
Cavemen.
Yes, exactly. So I have no idea. And whoever wrote them was a savage drinker at the time because they agreed to that. They agreed to those rules.
You know who I think it ended up being was Meredith.
Perhaps. Having a kid, I believe. Congratulations.
Really? I may ask her for a handwriting sample just to put this to bed.
Yeah, that won't be weird or anything.
Can you write your social security number on a piece of paper and send it to me?
Can you just write this sentence? The quick brown fox ran after the something something dog. It uses all the letters of the alphabet, so you have somebody write that out, and then you can just take their handwriting nowadays, put it in to a thing, and make your own font, and then just write out whatever the fuck you want in their handwriting.
Nice. I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah, really great stuff. But you just have them write out this one sentence, and then you can just... Fuck them. So isn't that fun?
That's nice.
Yeah.
Monopoly.
Please, once write it out once in lowercase and once in uppercase.
This is very important.
Very, very important.
I'm building a database. And you're in it, baby.
Oh, so how have you been?
People having babies. People getting married. What's the deal with that?
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
There's a Z, there's an X, there's a Y. Yeah, I think that... Is there a W? Brown, yeah. I think that's all of them. I think
the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog.
There might be some redundancy in there, but I also think the sentence hits everything.
Nice.
Every letter. Hooray!
That's nice, great.
Somebody check that, please. Tell me if I'm wrong. You're like, it's not brown, it's yellow, you piece of shit. Fuck.
God damn it.
I hate myself.
But you got the Y in lazy, so I could see quick brown.
Yeah. Yeah. And you got, yeah, the L. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyways, I don't want to get too far.
You know.
I don't want to get too far into the weeds there. I just think it's amazing what technology is doing this day, you guys. That's all I'm trying to say.
Technology.
It's really fun and scary.
And all of you people making kids.
Everyone just watch out what you write these days because people try to trick you.
You guys.
I don't want them writing checks for you guys. That's all I'm trying to say. Because if you ever give me that sentence, that's what I'm definitely going to do.
I don't know. I might make like terroristic threats under their identity.
You get,
and not to like a major organization or agency, just to like a neighbor.
You get 3 or 4 of them like together that you don't like and you use them to cobble together like those old 90s ransom notes. You send that along to the FBI so you get more than one person implicated. This seems like it's multiple people, sir. I don't know. I just have a hunch. Good work, Johnson. And like eventually they find those 3 people you don't like, piece them together through their writing. You think you guys were clever. And then the FBI hit them a lot because that's what the FBI does. Throw them away for many, many years.
People,
I mean, one of them gets killed in the assault. Mm. Got a lot of guns.
I would just like to frame someone for being BTK and be like, Dennis Rader was a patsy. BTK is still out there.
He was like that. He was like the confession killer who just took the blame for a ton of murders
So they eventually let him go. I think they let him go. I'm not sure if they let him go or not. Maybe he did
the confession killer.
Yeah,
so.
he took credit for a lot of stuff that he just couldn't have done.
But he did kill some people.
He might have. I think so. Probably.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it'd be kind of jaunty and fun to frame like Obama for being BTK.
Mr. Obama, could you just give me a writing sample so that I can have it forever and ever?
Let me be clear. The brown fox jumped over the lazy dog.
Yeah.
No, you have to write it. Just saying it to me in your iconic voice doesn't do anything.
I mean,
let me be clear.
It'd be really funny. I'm sure there's a certain set of words you have to say, and then someone can use all of that those inflections to then do a voice generation.
They do that.
I mean, they can do it now, but it's from a ton of speeches that they used to AI generate.
But it's still fucking crazy. I mean, if you're looking for it, you'll realize something's up.
Super good. Yeah.
But there are people who can't tell when a TikTok is fake.
The future is going to be really, really scary in that regard. I mean, there's already I play a video game now, right? Where
just
I have,
one.
Just this one. Just the one. Where I have a very good webcam and I can have that set up and it will map my face. And if I really wanted to, I could have the guy in the game have my facial expressions and shit. So if somebody comes by, I can smile at him and shit. And it has proximity communication. So I can sit there and talk to people and in real time they'll hear me while I'm talking and see my mouth move. And that's a fucking video game. Not even a great one at that. And so there's already people who have way better tech than that who actually take the time to put the dots on their face and stand behind the green screen and stuff and just multiple times map their face over. There's a really scary one where the dude does it three or four times over. Or by the end of the video, he's this also isn't my face. And he takes off one more and you finally see the dots kind of thing, Really convincing shit. And just some random hobbyist doing it. The fact that guy has the tech just kind of scares me in terms of where we're going to be in 8 years.
Yeah. Mercifully, these people don't reproduce. So we got that going for
them. They are super nerds.
He's never felt the touch of a woman.
Yeah. Well, it's also that guy. Have you ever seen the guy who does those really cool camera tricks? He'll be standing there with a giant thing and then it's actually made of cardboard. And then he'll
Talk about the Jack Black guy, the guy that edits for Jack Black, or is it?
I mean, maybe
else?
He does edit for Jack Black. I don't know what he does it for. He's just very, very good at it. Every now and then I'll see one of his videos on the internet where he's just doing really awesome camera tricks. Him standing there and suddenly he'll hop and he's in the car and then, he drives off. But before the car wasn't actually there, it was a fake car, but now it's real kind of shit. Weird camera angles, picking up stuff that's obviously too heavy, but then, oh, look, it's actually fake and that kind of shit. And it's amazing to see those people do it, but so effortlessly, just doing such a good job with it where it just seems so perfect that it makes me wonder where we're going to get in 8 to 10 years in terms of actually being able to believe shit,
I mean, that's what I'm saying is people can't tell when a TikTok is fake. They can't tell when a meme is not news.
Well, TikToks are always fake.
The Facebook of it all. We don't even need compelling face capture technology.
No.
You just need someone to speak with authority while talking out of their ass. And
sure.
Pretty much.
And it'll get chucked around the internet like it's truth. Well, I think it's also
awesome.
The thing that drives me nuts is that's the thing. People are look at this crazy thing that happened to these people. I'm no, you could easily fucking fake this. All these people could be in on it. Look at the guy's face and how over the fucking top shocked he is that he was there for this fucking thing that happened. People fake shit for views.
There was one I saw the other day. It was a guy wheels his grandmother out into the driveway, doesn't put the brakes on her wheelchair, and she careens out into the road screaming. And he comes flat footing it in his Adidas slides. And, oh, grandma, wait. And I'm like,
yeah,
that's some young broad in a wig.
That's some bullshit.
Because you use grainy footage from your Ring camera.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha. We captured this authentic moment. And there are people in the comments debating whether or not that's real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, it could happen.
It could happen.
Yeah. And you're like, I don't,
but it didn't in
it
this
didn't,
instance.
Though. Yeah. It's just like that's what we're using the internet for right now.
You want to convince me? Let Nana get smoked by a fucking Subaru.
Yeah.
Subaru Impreza.
Show me, because again, the ones where that really happened don't make it on Reddit. The ones where that really happened are all over fucked up places like 4chan where you're watching what you're talking about. We're like, hope the kid falls in the thing. And then a car comes through going 50 and just smokes the wheelchair. You're like, wow, I wish I hadn't seen that. Yeah. I really wish I hadn't seen that zany moment. you know? So I don't know. It just like, yeah, like what you're saying. It's all just so convenient. Everybody always ends up okay. And I don't know. It just makes me really sad.
Well, it's all stagey. It's like when people are like
cute animals. And fucking.
It's like when people are chilling out and it's like, hey, Gracie Bell, what do you think about your mommy? And the kid goes, she's fat. And then the mom like mugs in the camera like what? Jim from The Office.
Yeah.
I can't believe I caught that candid. Kids say the darndest things.
Yeah.
Like when they've been mom, coached.
Yeah. Kid was told by mom to say that.
Yep. Yeah. Because it's cute. And it also could make mom a little side money.
And again, everyone's like, guys, maybe you're a little jaded. And of course we are. Of course I'm jaded.
But I'm not mad about being jaded. I actually really have fun with it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I enjoy it too. Because I look at that stuff, I go, man, people are so dumb.
Just check out.
It's like 8 million people watched this stupid fucking thing. Makes me real sad.
You look at that and go, awesome. Wow. That's my entertainment.
Yep.
That's my Star Wars meets Marvel.
And then you look into the fucking comments. You're like, wow, look at this dog. It's a pug. And, oh, God, people are arguing over Mitch McConnell's politics over down in the comment section. And you're just like, fuck, what is this place? Don't want to live here anymore.
This country, not unlike a pug, is struggling to breathe right now.
I wish I'd been born 50 years earlier or 50 years later so that I'm either like struggling to live in the salt mines of the future or struggling to live in like a weird unequal past.
Okay, but do you retain your current knowledge?
No,
is this
like I don't
a Back
care
to the Future
way.
Situation, or do you get a hard reboot?
I don't care. Give me the hard reboot. Right now just sucks.
You're
I don't
just
like
that
right
70s
now.
Show, Rory.
I'd like to go to the future where there's like super COVID and we're running from them and the germs are our size.
Mm.
Like one day you get so sick that eventually you just cough out this giant amoeba looking thing and it's the super COVID. And like there's a couple of them that are real big. So humanity's running. Like you're putting bullets into them, but they're only kind of eating them. It's not really
Oh, it's like
them
critters.
Down.
They can form a big critter ball.
Yeah. And so, like, we're running from them, super COVID.
Nice.
Just, like, last remnants hiding under the ground. Surprisingly, what's left of human food at this point? Saltine crackers. Saltine crackers really held pretty well, guys. Good for us. Saltine crackers.
Yep. You did it, Nabisco.
I think they have the patent of saltine. I don't know. Yeah. Who knew that was going to be the save?
Correct me if I'm
wrong. With saltines. If you had saltines saved up, congratulations. Everybody else, kidney beans, all those other fucking jars, pickled shit. Nope. Turns out it just attracted the fucking super COVID. Saltine crackers, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the people that went for the Twinkies did not last long.
Nope.
The diabetes,
set
I hate to tell you.
Pretty quick.
Insulin is currency.
And the super COVID came for him pretty quick. Made for some pretty big germ cells, whatever you want to call them.
Germ cells. Well done, yes.
Isn't that done then? Yeah. Just flies off the tongue. Super
I just,
COVID.
I just want to see Chris Christie as like a giant Akita made of super COVID. Just pizza and
remember
COVID.
Remember me?
Lena Dunham.
Yeah. Just rolling around the hillside.
Kill
like,
me.
Just the last remnants of humanity fighting them like Attack on Titan.
Just for something to do.
Oh, that's the worst imagery ever.
No, the worst imagery
is... Why are they smiling? They look so stupid, is the last thing you say as you get too close and they just, you goop inside of one of them and they just, your proteins and everything just become part of the Lena Dunham goop.
It's part Akira, it's part the Borg, it's part Slither, a movie you refuse to watch.
You are part of us now, and you're like, oh, fuck.
Part of the Chris Christie.
Yeah. Don't you want to become part of the Christie?
Come on. We eat so many M&Ms. This guy just... absolutely
he fucking
subsists
houses.
On them.
We're going back to the factory. We figured out how to make them.
Can I tell you a horrible thing?
I don't. Okay.
Don't ask me why I was watching Bill Maher, but I was watching Bill Maher. And Chris Christie was on it.
I kind of gave up on Bill.
He was downright likable. You obviously remember that the guy's a meatloaf-eating monster.
Yeah, but like you look at what is happening with the GOP right now, and he looks downright reasonable.
He was he baby-faced himself real good. I was watching him. I was having a sensible chuckle over his little quips. He wasn't taking Bill Maher too seriously. He was giving it back.
Yep.
I went, all right. Well, now this is a fat guy I'd like to party with.
This is a guy who I could forgive for having just his family out on that beach during a COVID lockdown.
Now that seems like a power move instead of a shitty thing.
Yep. Now he's feeling a little bit more like Tony Soprano rather than a bunch of sausages in a suit.
Quite frankly.
But, you know, still fuck the guy. Yeah, that's pretty wild, though.
It's just one of those things.
I haven't watched Life Bill Maher in a long fucking time. It was one of those things like, is he still going?
Yeah, he's just a fucking joyless neoliberal is what he is.
Well, it's sad because, again, he's one of those people who probably had high hopes for a while and then is now in the same place a lot of liberals are. We're like, why are they not fucking doing anything?
Okay, people.
And again, they've got useful idiots like Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema who can sit there and be like, they're just not going to fucking do it. And they become the scapegoat. And that allows the rest of the party to sit there and be like, well, we tried. Like, no, it's not fucking good enough. Why don't you get some people on the other side to fucking cross the aisle or something? I don't know. Look at the way the fucking Republicans work like a goddamn hive mind. You think the Democrats could once or fucking twice to get something done while you got the power? Because when the Republicans have the power, they fucking do it. Like, come on.
That was the whole Merrick Garland thing. We don't have to rehash that, but that was Merrick Garland and Amy Coney Barrett.
Yeah.
Rules for thee and not for me.
So now you get people like Bill Maher who stay fucking relevant by being like, you know, the liberals aren't not doing a great job. And everyone goes, well, you know, Bill Maher, he always seems to be right. You're like, yeah, he just says the thing.
I don't think anyone has
happened.
Ever said Bill Maher always seems to be right.
Yeah, you're right.
I got to stop you there.
Yeah, right, that's fair. Goddamn Bill Maher.
But that's the thing is he hates identity politics. I'm like, okay, kind of with you there. But sure. Then he just like goes off the rails and is like, anyone under the age of 40 is a fucking moron. Okay, people, new rule.
Yeah.
If you don't smoke weed, have your own TV show and fuck hookers, it's Adam Carolla.
You're not enlightened enough. Yep.
It's just Adam Carolla with different
for
politics.
Moderate fucking liberals.
Okay, people. It's not a very good Bill Maher. But I hate the guy. I'm not going to bother
new
to learn.
New rule. Yeah, no, it's good enough.
New rule. Fuck me in my face.
Yeah, what a great job. Good. You did your homework. It's impressive.
You know. Then on the other network, you have Carolla. You fucking horse tooth bastard.
Yep. Well, it's funny because he made his own network. He's got his own set of servers.
I love it, dude. Everyone's like, I can't wait for these old white men to die off. And I'm like, really? Because they're your greatest entertainment dollar.
Well, again, if we were having a really hard time where we're like, we're so popular for stuff. Then if we were so popular where we need to, we could just make our own server and just host our podcast on it. It wouldn't be that fucking difficult to do. You know?
It wouldn't be that difficult.
We just have to pay the money. But ostensibly, if we had enough people where we needed our own servers, we would be making money. Instead of like $3 a month. Thank you to the people who donate, by the way. Good for you guys.
Oh, yeah. There's money in the kitty, huh?
Yeah, we've got a couple of bucks floating around. We could do stuff with those bucks. We could do stuff with them. Or we could save them and do something special for Jeff's wedding with the money. Why don't we start a poll? What would you guys like to do by the time? Because, again, we've got about 30 weeks. So, at like, you know, that much. I mean, that's some serious cash. Watch out, maybe some party poppers.
I'm going to learn beekeeping in the next 30 weeks.
Ooh.
Why? You'll find out, Jeff. I'll never tell.
But really, we're going to do something unexpected for your wedding.
Something.
Suddenly, not invited to the wedding anymore. Well,
I don't know what happened.
Try to stop us, bud. I'm just going to be in town that month for some reason. I don't know why.
I would really love for his bachelor party to just, like, stage a home invasion. Like, we're all just chilling, playing drinking games.
Get on the fucking ground!
Cracking wise, and the next thing you know, it's the strangers.
Yeah, but who are we going to hire to do that?
I'll find someone.
Ooh, we know some people between us.
We can get some people.
Sure.
But then the twist is, oh my God, these aren't the people I hired. This is a real home invasion. Oh, fuck. Then I get my throat slit.
Yes.
Out. Yeah. Everything just like has completely gone off the rails.
I get gutted, strewn everywhere. Real gruesome stuff.
Then the twist comes later.
Yeah.
You'd go to unmask the killer, and who is it? It's me.
Yeah.
You unmask the lady killer, the nice slender one. Which one is it? It's you.
Yeah. How did that happen, guys? She seemed really attractive. Tanner was hitting on me the whole time. It was weird, Tanner.
Tanner said some things. I learned some shit about Tanner. But it was worth it to see the look on your face, Jeff.
I saw you get gutted. I'm just like, garden hose.
Look, it's dog food. I just eat a handful of it.
Garden hose and sausage casings, you guys. All from a local butchery.
Let's all be friends forever.
Yeah. Tanner's just shaking in the corner. That sounds fun.
It's just pissing.
That sounds like a good time.
I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Jeff, do you want us to do that?
I'm just saying keep me away from the planning is what I'm saying.
Yeah, quite frankly.
Yeah.
We've proven ourselves.
I mean, reliable for a certain caliber of time.
Correct. Reliable for a very specific thing that you don't want.
How can we turn this house into an escape room?
Haunted house meets risky business. Yeah. People come to have sex with the ghosts.
Like, wow.
But the twist is we're the spooky ghosts.
How did you guys do that stuff? We got Disney Imagineers to come in. How much did this cost? A lot of money.
Thanos versus Vader.
right in the living room. They wreck everything.
Oh, yeah. Fucking A. And then they passionately fuck.
Yeah. All of this on, I don't know, Tanner's credit card.
Sure.
Yeah. Why not?
Slap it down, big shooter.
I mean, come on. It's once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
Disney Imagineers, man. Sounds like a big affair. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Got to get those guys flown in. Probably paying for the ticket.
Industrial Light and Magic, yeah.
Yeah. They're bringing in gear. I mean, it's not cheap. We flying that in? Or are we driving that over?
It's just a photorealistic rendering of a giant penis with Tanner's face on it that just chases him around the house. What kind of Freudian nightmare is this?
We went all out on the penis.
We did not skimp.
I tell you what, that's a lot of, like, that's $15,000 worth of penis latex.
Jeff, did you like this? Is this what you wanted?
Is what you wanted, bud? Yeah. But it was worth it. It's worth it for my special guy.
There's so much you could do. You could blow up the house with us in it. Like, you know? cause a sinkhole.
My favorite thing to do would be to convince Jeff either at the bachelor party or at his wedding that I have died somehow. That makes me just so happy.
That's when we use the light reflecting shields and the ILM and Disney Imagineers to make you vanish.
We can
pass on now, Jeff.
We can use some squibs and like have me die. Yeah, and then definitely. We did it using this sheet, some fog, and this ham.
It must have been love as you just vanish in front of his eyes.
He's just crying. Oh, geez. Now go get married, you big galoot.
I'll miss you, Rory. It just cuts to you and coat check doing blow.
Yeah. Just cuts me coming around the corner and plotting. Wow. Oh, that was so great. Oh, I'm so impressed.
Go me.
He's just sitting there shaking. That sounds nice. That sounds like a nice gift.
I learned so much about friendship. It's like, and you're learning more right now.
My wedding gift is going to be a paintball gun.
For who, Marla?
Yeah. Just for one of them. Just a paintball gun for one. This is when he mouths off. Anyway, so this is a CO2. You want to get this thing checked before the date on the side. You know, make sure your air is clean so you don't get a bad thing in the valve. Don't chop any balls. You won't be able to hit them effectively. Anyways, happy nuptials.
It's pretty hot in here. I hope the canister doesn't blow. Keep it away from grandma.
Anyways, I got it all set up for you here. Why don't you tick off a couple of rounds at old Greymore over there?
Oh, look, his and hers Thousand Island dressing guns.
We got to get something really fun as a wedding gift. I got an idea for that.
Yeah, don't expect a nice Le Creuset fucking enamel pot, my friend.
At this point, I'm really just trying to figure out what's the best way to get your gift to Texas, I think. Because I already got what I think I'm going to get you, and you're not going to like it.
It's just Mitch dressed up like an armadillo.
Yeah.
Surprise. It's your wedding.
Special Jeff episode. I like this episode. It's fun.
Yep.
Mr. Jeff.
30 days of Mr. Jeff.
Yep. Coming at you. Are we going to do more next episode? I don't know.
I don't know.
Our audience seems like the kind of people who love torture. So I don't know. You just seem like a great candidate for it. Maybe we'll just dedicate 5 to 10 minutes every episode just for you, Jeff.
He may be the only person still listening at this point. Yeah. I haven't heard. I don't know if Kuzman is alive or dead.
Yeah.
I don't know if Machado is still with us.
I hope they're alive. And if they died, I hope they died in a very fun way that left them a very tasteful corpse.
They were fulfilled. They wouldn't have gone out any other way. Yes. Huffin' Cowboy died with his boots on.
Yeah. Just like that, like, they say, like, right before he died, you got that moment where, like, time almost slows down. And they had that brief thought, I'm good with this. And then the calamity happened.
It's okay. More I could not wish you.
Yes.
Probably as good a place as any to dump out for the week.
If you're gone, you're too good for this world.
Most of you were too tragically ugly for this world. Yeah. So
it's beautiful. It's the best we could hope for in an audience.
It should have been you.
I'm so proud of you guys.
Let's be done.
All right.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
You know, I don't.
Not this time?
Not this time.
Boy, we haven't done that bit in a while.
Well, there it was.
We made it up. Total fiction. I have something I want to plug. I want to plug Out on That Line, the YouTube.
Oh,
you don't have to listen to the podcast. Just go to the YouTube channel.
It's pretty wild that you're plugging your own stuff there, bud. It's a real interesting move.
It's pretty good. Dude, speaking of which, so
do you ever plug the Skimbo Lounge on Out on That Line?
Only all the time, which you would know if you fucking listened, you asshat.
I don't.
Literally every single time.
I skim it.
Even Jeff will be like, on the sister pod, Skimbo Lounge. And then I talk about what a fucking prick you are for 2 minutes.
Wow.
And it's a great plug.
It's a real shame that that doesn't bring us more listeners.
I've said so much shit about you. You don't even know.
I love it. Sweet. Keep it up.
But no, speaking of a growing listenership,
it's awesome.
Do you know our YouTube continues to get new subscribers?
Yeah, you got a lot of fucking people.
No. The Skimbo Lounge one.
Oh, really? What?
It keeps not like massively and frequently, but it keeps going up.
Oh, that's hot.
We have like 50 subscribers now.
Oh, that's hot.
I don't understand.
That's
we don't put any content up.
That's really dope. They want more. They're jumping at the bit. Why would you listen to a podcast on, I don't know.
With no visuals.
Do
whatever you want. We don't do fun little videos.
We should start doing videos. We tried to do it the one time. Wrong video format. Oops, I crapped my pants. So we should try it. Maybe next time, maybe next episode, we do a little, we just take a little more time.
Some more time.
And we do ourselves a nice little video pod. Would you guys watch a video pod if it was on YouTube? It'd probably just be us sitting here drinking water, staring at you.
Do you care?
Unblinking.
Maybe we'll do another knife bit.
Yeah.
Maybe this time it'll be guns.
Maybe, yeah. Ooh, that sounds nice. Just us putting guns in our mouths.
Happy gun day. Yeah, I mean, look, who's doing this? We got 49 subscribers.
You just got to talk to your dad. Listen, we're going into the gun cabinet. Make sure they're all unloaded.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, all right.
On next episode, we're going to do guns and we're going to talk about Jeff.
So checkmate, commies.
That's what I want to plug. I want to plug next week's episode with Jeff, who we're going to talk about. He's not coming on. We're just going to talk about you more, Jeff.
We just get a Jeff soundboard. Ha ha, awesome. Overthrow the government.
We could make a Jeff soundboard from all the times he's been on the Skimbo Lounge and just have little things. You need a guy. Me. turn him down and fuzz him out really bad. Yeah.
We just do Crazy Frog with his vocals.
Yep. We could do it.
Chopped and screwed Jeff.
Let's think about it.
On the Skimbo Lounge.
Hooray.
So I guess, yeah, for another week, we'll dump these idiots. So thank you. Go fuck yourselves, and goodbye.